This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Chilling with some shutters and booters. Who you got in your crew? Brothers wanna screw and brew. Miss, tell me what did we do?
Yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the actors. In the room with the Mac and the Rackets. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your package. Get yacked for your package. I'm rude about this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your darnars. Yacked for your darnars.
When we come through, what happened? Niggas step back. Why? Because they see our sisters jet lag. And we don't catch feelings. We just catch flights and get jet lag. Go call your brother, we just get strapped. Came through where the G's up. Miss came through smelling a sativa. I'm chilling with some real jugger dealers. And I got more shooters than FIFA.
I like to strap with roars. Sold out bookings and tours. Bookings and tours. I remember days being broke. I was sleeping on my bedroom's floor. That's real.
I remember life was the issue. Test for the tissue. Your boy's a star now, it's official. C's like, oh, you're that guy that made
niggas ain't the same.
Nah, boo boo, I think you got your rappers in
yeah,
the pickle.
Niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In the room with the Mac and the Rackets. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your package. Get yacked for your package. I'm worried about this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your dar nars. Yacked for your dar nars.
All I have is notes on me, bro. Lend me a pound. Mr. was smelling like ounce. You act up when gal are around. I just grab the gal and bounce. Different girls, different continents. Ugly boy, ain't used to the compliments. Five figures really gave me confidence. For my nigga, what's the consequence? I've had beef and wars. Red for my brothers, of course. New gal on my iPhone 6. Old gal on my iPhone 4. I remember life was the issue. Test for the tissue. Your boy's a star now, it's official. C's like, oh, you're that guy that made
niggas ain't the same.
Nah, boo boo, I think you got your rappers in
yeah,
the
yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In a room with the Mac and the Rackets. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your package. Get yacked for your package. I'm worried about this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your dar nars. Yacked for your dar nars.
Niggas want grew out this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for their dar nars. Yacked for their. Niggas want grew out this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for their dar nars. For my brothers, of course.
That's real shit. I remember days being broke. I was sleeping on my bedroom floor.
New gal on my iPhone 6. Old gal on my iPhone 4.
Yeah, niggas wanna brew about the language. Why? Cause I grew with the Akis. In a room with the Mac and the Rackets. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your package. Get yacked for your package. I'm brew about this car now. Why? Cause I grew with the art nars. In a room with a Mac from the Gaza. Yeah, niggas get yacked for your dar nars. Yacked for your dar nars.
Streak in the midst of still about to shut down the whole summer, my jeans.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to do the show, sorry guys.
Me neither. It's way too hot, man.
Wait, what?
Oh, you hadn't realised?
No.
It is. I actually went to buy a scarf today.
You, why?
Because this is the day they'll probably be like the cheapest they'll ever be.
Ah.
Will they reduce? Do you reckon they'll reduce cost of scarves?
Well, I hope so, because I paid 50 quid for this one and maybe it was worth like 75 quid yesterday.
I beg your pardon. You paid how much for a scarf?
50 quid.
Could have just cut up an old t-shirt, bro. Save yourself some boys.
True.
That's a bargain to me.
Yeah.
50 bar for a piece of cloth.
Well, wool. Very carefully crafted wool, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
Back of a lorry though, but
Throughout the show you might hear some banging and boshing.
Yep.
That's because we're doing a broadcast from outside today.
Yeah, we're on the beach.
Yeah, what's the show? What show? Who are you guys? What's the show? What's going on today?
Who do you think we are now?
I don't know.
Do you want us to be?
Do you not know? After all this stuff?
Well, you had a week off and now I've forgotten who you
She's
are.
She's literally said, who are you guys?
I know.
Yeah,
what are you doing
heat.
Here?
She's
heat.
Had another bed incident.
No way. Has someone knocked your memory out of your head again, Nat?
Maybe.
We'll talk about that later. We are Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, plus Renzel Nottingham.
Inside.
We are your hump day helpers. And this is an incredible broadcast brought to you from the roadside, as you can genuinely hear.
We're doing an outside broadcast today. It happens a lot in radio, and it's a nice day, so we thought we'd take the show outside
yeah.
to
exactly.
a building site.
Exactly.
To be fair, you know, there was no possibility of doing it indoors because all aircon machines were broken, and we didn't want to melt.
And I'm wearing a towel.
And you're wearing a towel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But get in touch, man. Let us know what you think about the ambient noise that's going on right now. Let us know if you have any problems, because we are your Wednesday wisdom givers and we are your hump day helpers. You can email us
at hump@foobarradio.com,
or you can tweet to us
at foobarradio.
There you go.
You absolutely fucking go.
We'll answer all your queries. We're going to be playing some games. I've missed you guys, by the way.
I saw you yesterday.
No, but I mean in this capacity.
Mm. Oh, we were here as well yesterday.
Oh, no, yeah. In this capacity.
In this capacity.
Not in this building. In this capacity.
Okay.
Don't try and outsmart me.
This
bro.
Building?
Yeah.
Not in this studio.
In this
well, we were in the building
setup.
Yesterday.
Yeah, in this street.
Well, by this building yesterday on the roadside.
Yeah.
Shooting High Sports News, which you can check out later on this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for today, you know, for the guests.
So am I.
Really am.
We got Tizzy Gang rolling through to have
Tizzy
a chat.
Sounds like a new Haribo suite.
Tizzy Gang.
Tell them about when they come in.
Yeah, maybe. Let's have a little clash with them. They're a grime crew.
Murky Ace,
yeah, exactly. And well, they've got an international member as well.
Canadian bro,
a Canadian brother,
Trey
exactly.
Mission.
Man like Trey Mission.
Sick. Trey Mission is so sick, you know.
Thanks, Fern Cotton.
Did you say Firm Cotton?
Fern. Why did you want me to say Firm Cotton?
I don't know.
Why, got the out.
Why are you obsessed with making up like porn names for Reese?
Wow, that was the first one that I. That's quite a good one, there.
Firm Cotton. That would be my first porn name, actually, yeah.
Firm Cotton.
Not Slippery Bucket Hands. No, actually, in the porn context, that doesn't really sound too good, does it?
Nah, there'd be not much faith in me if I said my name was Slippery Bucket Hands.
Nah.
Ooh,
not at all.
That's horrible, actually.
It is.
Ooh,
wouldn't get one booking.
No.
What's going on now?
Oh, booking. Sorry,
a bus is going past. As you can see, we're outside. A bus has just gone past.
Beautiful.
With a very loud engine. Or are my headphones super sensitive? Or are these mics super sensitive?
I think we're both.
Yeah, it was super loud. It sounded like a fucking
I feel at the
past.
End of this show, we're all going to have somewhat lost our minds.
I'm losing mine already.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd be surprised if any of you have tops on by the end of it.
Yeah, God, mine's swiftly being removed.
Do we think we have to ask Tizzy Gang? Will they be offended if we say it's a tops off rule in here today?
You can ask them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let us know how that goes.
I don't know how many grime MCs you know, but if they're not normally into like, oh, do you want to come in here? It's a tops off day today.
Reese, your nipples are hard somehow.
No, they're not. I've just got. They used to call me Tic Tac Tits at school.
Tic Tac Tits?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got some hard little nips going on right there.
You should see when they do get hard. They throb a bit.
They throb.
I can feel it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Mad thing.
Anyway, less about my nipples.
Let's talk about Hanson.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
Talk about something equally weird.
What, the brothers?
Yeah, Hanson have dissed Justin Bieber's music, calling it Chlamydia of the Years.
Wow.
In an interview with an Australian radio station, the brothers were played a series of songs and had to guess what they were. After failing to correctly name Bieber's recent collaboration with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, Despacito, one of the brothers said, "Can I just say I'm glad I didn't know what that was?" He added, "I prefer not to get any venereal diseases, so whenever Justin Bieber's songs gets near me or near my ears, it's just ear infections. They're terrible." Another Hanson member then said, "Chlamydia of the ear, it sucks."
angry. It is hot in Australia. Do you think the heat got to them?
Yeah. No, maybe they just don't like Justin Bieber songs.
What was the big Hanson song?
Mbop.
Mbop, yeah. But weren't they like 12 when they did that?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them was probably 12.
Have they made a comeback?
Well, I was going to say, name another Hanson song. Go.
I cannot.
Michael Payne, go.
No,
exactly.
Because I was confused when you said, was that the big Hanson song? You didn't need to say the word big.
No, I said, what was the big Hanson song?
Yeah, you didn't need to say the word big.
You could have just said, what was the Hanson song?
Sorry, yeah.
They are obviously on a comeback, aren't they?
Are they?
Mbop remixed.
Really?
Mbop. I don't know, I hope so.
How long ago was that, Mbop?
I was in primary school. Most definitely in primary school.
400 years ago?
Yeah.
400 years ago?
Mm. Oh, wow. Big diss.
There was Green Sleeves and then Mbop. I think that's how it went.
Yeah, in order of songs made.
What was the first one?
Sorry. No, the first
Green
one.
Green Sleeves.
No, it was a drum beat by some gamer. It was some dum dug 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 dum dug. And then it was. And then Mbop.
That transition must have been seamless.
That was actually how cavemen communicated as well, to be fair, before words came about. Yeah. Hanson had just given us insight into what it was like back then.
Didn't we make a football chant out of that song once?
No, Justin did.
Mbappe?
No, before that. But that's what I was just thinking, but before that.
Not involving that song.
We did.
I've made various terrorist chants, but I've only made one.
Oh, you made it yourself?
Of course, I made it myself.
Oh, okay.
I write my own shit, Nat.
Yeah, the Mbappe one works.
Mbappe,
Mbappe, Mbappe, Mbappe, Mbappe.
That works.
Mbappe.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what also works really, really well?
What?
Sadio Mane.
Yeah. That's my favourite one.
Money.
Works perfectly.
Money. And because it's like a football, that could be a chance.
It really could. And I'm just so vexed it hasn't taken off at Anfield. I tweeted this and everything.
How do you get
a terrorist chant?
Yeah,
sort. I think
going.
You just have to get enough friends to sing along with you, and then it will just catch on. It's got to be catchy.
No, you have to post it in the forums for the football.
No, what
websites.
Did they do before there were forums for football websites?
Yeah, but then the chants before that were like very simple chants.
Yeah, how did they like say, for instance, and it's Arsenal FC.
How did they get that in the forum?
The greatest team.
Yeah, so
they wouldn't. That was
because the original one would have been Nottingham Forest anyway. That's where you would have got it from. Obviously, just how you got your kits.
Dickhead!
I mean, where did you get your kits from?
Nottingham Forest, but we didn't get everything from Nottingham Forest.
Who invented the shin pads?
Nottingham.
That would have been a Nottingham Forest player as well. So we are the city of football, and we have the oldest club and the second oldest club in football. So.
And in what league is your most successful team right now?
How many European Cups you got?
Sorry. Yeah, but in what league is your most successful team
it's
right
all
now?
About the now, Reese.
But who's the most successful club overall?
Were you alive?
But who's the most successful club overall?
Were you alive?
Were you living?
Were you alive back then?
It doesn't matter, does it? Because overall, Nottingham Forest were the best club in the world. Arsenal have never been the best club in the world.
What
which
year
is
was
quite,
that?
Quite
I'd rather,
embarrassing.
I'd rather consistently be like really good.
From like 74 to about 85.
Listen, but I would rather be an Arsenal fan now than a Nottingham Forest fan now.
I would have rather been an Arsenal fan since the day I was born than a Forest fan from the day I was born.
Really? No, because
what happened whilst you were in your lifetime since being a Forest fan?
Four relegations. five relegations. But we also got a promotion from League One once, which was exciting.
Yeah.
Bang it.
But we're talking about Justin Bieber, so let's not talk about football.
That's what happens. You know when you talk about Justin Bieber, you easily just go off topic and start talking about something else?
Yeah, true. In fact, no, we're talking about Hanson, and it's even easier to go off topic because after you finish talking about Mbop,
there's nothing else to say.
Yeah. Apart from the fact that they think Justin Bieber's music is chlamydia.
Name the Hanson members.
Taylor. I'm out. Someone else. Next.
Nick.
Mikey.
Nick sounds like.
Nick's a
Bob.
Good.
Yeah, that's
good,
a good. Cody.
Yeah, Cody, Nick,
I bet
and
one of
Taylor.
Them is called Cody. Are we going to find out now?
I'm going to have a look. I know one is called Taylor. That's all I know.
Is there any hardcore handsome fans out there now?
Isaac, that's it. And Zach.
Zach and Zach. Exactly.
Isaac, and Taylor.
Yeah, but like,
no, Zach's short for Zachary.
And only Taylor's got his own his own Wikipedia out of the three of them.
No, a band. No, oh, but go, individual, look, right,
members.
Yeah.
They should team up with Haim.
Oh my God, look at them now. The middle-aged men. What are they doing?
They're umbopping.
Don't you think, though?
What?
They should team up with Haim.
Yeah.
Be like, just be called siblings.
The umbop came out
but
in 97.
The word, the part of the word siblings that says bling could have like diamonds in it.
Sick.
Sibling.
Yeah. With a Z at the end.
Yeah, like me, and then just collaborate rappers. Yeah. Be mad urban.
All graph writing fonts and shit.
Yeah, all their photo shoots on Brick Lane.
In there.
All, just street art. In every... And the hat... In caps sideways. Caps have to be sideways.
Them and Haim, you know.
That'd be sick.
I'd buy that single.
I would.
I'd listen to it.
I think if they made an album, Hanson would only have one song on it. And then the rest of it would be Haim. Hanson would open the album and Haim would just take it from there.
Yeah,
I reckon. Let's get into a song, man. It's not going to be Hanson, I'm afraid. But we are playing in Sylvester Incorporated. This is Fubar Radio.
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. Stuck off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us, official Queensbridge, tomorrow comes equipped for warfare, beware of my crime family who got nothing I should share for all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, that's your brain with your nose bone, you all alone in these streets, cousin, every man for theyself in his land, we be nugging, and keep them shook crews running, like they supposed to, they come around, but they never come close to, I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place, cowards like you, just get they whole body laced up with pillow holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gosh, nuts to make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough to get deceased. Another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly, so I can get my mind off these yellow back sick. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the tucks in a tree, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny Shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get ice locked down and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. It ain't a crook, son. He just shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much I got to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking mind. Son, I'm bigger than those, claiming that you pack each, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free. Sonny Shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that comes with guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get ice locked down and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions. Keep it real.
Yo, first of all, I just have to apologise to every single person listening to Shook Ones Part 2 for the censored version. Fuck's sake. That's all I've got to say. We don't do radio edits on this show. We don't do radio edits on this station. So the fact that we have a Shook Ones radio edit, it's probably the rarest radio edit in the history of radio
it's
edits.
It's going to be deleted
well.
From the system immediately.
It's a radio edit.
Are you deleting it?
We don't have...
I think it ought to be deleted.
I think it will be, because we don't have radio edits here, so I don't know why it's on the system in the first place.
It's against our principles. Yeah. It's against our ethos, exactly. You know? Unregulated radio, and then we're playing a radio edit of Shook Ones. So for that, I'm going to give you a complete rendition of Prodigy's verse on Shook Ones Part 2.
Go.
To all my killers and my $100 billers.
And
I was about to continue.
You can throw it to me. I was a bit. No.
So I thought you were doing an uncensored version.
I was going to do an uncensored version.
Right, okay.
But then
I thought you were doing a joke censored version. Yeah. Going, oh no, the killer.
Oh no! I was pausing. I was stopping it every single time Prodigy stops. I was going to do it like on the beat and everything, but a cappella bit. It's fine. Do you know what I realised at the beginning of that song? I can't tell whether, but there's a bit where Prodigy says, "For real niggas who ain't got no feelings." Obviously, I don't know whether he's talking about feelings or fillings because of his accent. So I don't know if he just hates people with poor dental health.
Probably.
Do you have fillings?
Yeah.
I've got one.
Yeah,
so I technically fillings. Would have been hated by Prodigy, God rest his soul. R.I.P. Prodigy, by the way, because that's why we played that song. One of the most influential men in gangster rap from one of the most influential duos passed away yesterday at the tender age of 42. According to speculation, it was complications due to sickle cell. But I don't know. We haven't, nothing's been confirmed yet. But yeah, RIP to one of my favourites, man. Sorely missed.
But I don't Let's have any feelings, so I'd get. I would have.
You'd have gotten well with him. Yeah, that's
could
annoying.
Have been his wife.
True.
Okay. Let's get on to some help.
Yeah.
Humps.
Let's eat your sandwich.
All right. Bless. This is from Ian. In Devonshire,
where's that?
Devon.
Of course. Yeah.
Devon would be in Devonshire, wouldn't
it?
Would it?
But that's.
So
but
I didn't know.
But
the
fact that she knew where Devon was.
I didn't realise that was the county. I thought it was Devon.
Is it near Cornwall?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Somerset.
Yeah, yeah.
Somerset.
Okay,
anyway, last night I was playing Monopoly with my wife, and one of the houses accidentally fell into her vagina.
I hate it when that happens. Then you just want like a nice game of Monopoly with your family.
How are you playing it? What's happening?
Fucking wrong.
What, can you just start again, please? Because I've played Monopoly and I don't know how that could happen.
Ian,
you're not playing it right now.
It's the Devonshire way. It's how they all play down there.
Good to know if I'm in Devon and someone pulls out
so
Monopoly.
His wife's also probably his sister in Devonshire then.
Whoa, Reese.
Take that back, Reese.
Continue.
Go on. What he said.
Okay, start again, please, Harley.
Last night I was playing Monopoly with my wife, and one of the houses accidentally fell into her vagina. I've had a look and even used the torch on my iPhone, but can't see it anywhere. Should we go to the doctor or just wait for it to pop out?
Why did you have a go? Why didn't
in 9 months it might be a full estate?
Hold on.
Wee.
No. She felt it go in, presumably, pop in her vagina.
Yeah. What is it? How can it fall in? Like, is that like a gaping hole?
Do you know what I mean? How are they playing it? What's her position whilst they're playing it?
Maybe she was. Would it have fallen in? She was naked with her legs crossed.
Is it balanced on top of her? Because how else is it just going to fall? How does it fall in?
It can't fall in.
Obviously, a dumb. Oh, I'm so glad you explained that to me.
Well, let's assume it's not.
But yo, would it? Is that theoretically?
Yeah.
Could it fall in?
Yeah.
If you were sitting at a low table. Naked with your legs crossed, so technically,
crossed.
Yeah,
not
you
crossed.
See, legs
you
like
have to
that.
Be open, not crossed.
Not
yeah,
like
they
that.
Have to be like very open.
Yeah, but if you cross your legs and your knees are really far apart,
yeah, exactly.
So technically, that crotch bit is open.
How big or small is a Monopoly house?
Well, a big or small vagina as well.
It's smaller than anything else you've ever put in your vagina, but I can guarantee you that.
It wouldn't, do you know, in that position, it wouldn't fall in. The only way it would fall in is if your legs were kind of up and open and it slipped off.
Yeah, but effectively, what I'm trying to say to you now is if you're sitting on the floor, your legs are effectively open when they're crossed.
Yeah, but your vagina's not open.
Why not?
Not when it's crossed like that.
Right. Also, but is that not the same as having your legs open?
No, because if you had your legs up in the air like that, then it would be more open, wouldn't it?
Yeah. One more thing. Would it be able to fall in far enough for you to not be able to find it?
I think it's doubtful. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, no. I'd say no. I don't think it would.
If it happened to manage to fall in, it would just kind of like... just teeter on the edge.
I don't think it would go in unless you're doing sexy Monopoly, in which case
that's probably maybe we're just being naive and Monopoly where they play.
Oh, maybe Monopoly is a euphemism.
Could be
for what?
Actually, yeah. If it was a euphemism, then the house is way too much detail.
And then I've dropped my house in her. Do you know?
Does he mean one of his balls then?
You can't land on it, or you have to pay money. Is that?
What does he mean? A house then? A ball? His sperm? What would accidentally fall
maybe,
in?
Maybe his sperm is his vagina. He's accidentally
is a house.
Bust inside her.
His
and
house.
Now he's looking for the sperm to try and retrieve it. So she,
Jesus Christ, really?
But would really? You, would you use your iPhone
What's your
torch?
Explanation?
She's dropped her house in her fanny, just like he said she has.
He said and that's
more but it dropped out.
And that's more normal than using Monopoly as a euphemism.
Well, yeah.
I think, to be fair, yeah, I think, Ian, what the issue here is that it never actually went in and you're looking for nothing.
Yeah, well, I think it fell in, but maybe fell back out.
Well, where's it gone then? Why can't
maybe
I find
under
it?
The table
under the
or
sofa,
something?
Maybe. Yeah, somewhere.
Maybe he just likes looking inside her vagina and just she thinks it's in. But well, she's told him. No, she likes him looking, so she's like, yeah, still in there. Still there. Keep looking, Ian. Keep
bit
looking.
Of tongue.
Bit of tongue.
Have you ever seen that trick where you put like a bottle lid on your thumb and then you put it in your hand and make it disappear so it looks like it's... So basically you put like a bottle lid on your thumb and then you pretend to eat it, put your thumb into your hand, and then when you pull your thumb out, it's in your hand. So maybe she's done that as like a trick. Like, find it. Then he's got, and she's just having him on all this time.
Yeah. Or like when you pretend to throw a stick for a dog and it gets faked and it probably runs up to the stick.
Or when you throw a house into a vagina and pretend to. It's the classic three, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's the classic three, yeah.
It's falling out, mate. That's
I think she likes it. Maybe she's like, Ian, go a bit deeper. Ian, a bit deeper. It's not, you haven't quite got it yet. I can feel the house is in there. So I think
she's
just keep doing it.
She's teaching him to get deep.
Keep doing it, Ian. Just keep doing it. Cool.
Oh, it's like the Mr. Miyagi, like, you know, hang your coat up, drop it off. She's like, find the house, and then it'll all just become muscle memory. Do you know what I mean? And then he'll be good at...
Oh, maybe the house represents a clitoris.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
And he can't find the house.
Oh.
So she, even with his torch out...
Even with his torch.
Can't see it. Sometimes clitorises hide, they're not always obvious, you can't see them.
Yeah. And when he says doctor, do he means, you know... a sex therapist.
Yeah, Monopoly is just sex. Monopoly is the metaphor for sex.
I said this, and no, Reece, so weird.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah,
Ian, just keep getting in there. Keep looking for that house. Have a rummage.
Find that
house,
mate.
Ow!
Do you want to go on to the next one, Harley?
Yeah. Ouch. From Cher.
Wait, what? Whoa.
If I could turn back time.
This is my dream that Cher would get in touch one day.
Is she going to ask us to help her to turn back time?
I think my dad might be in love with his car. I know all older men like their car, like theirs, but I catch him stroking it and kissing it, and I swear one time I saw him lick it. Do I confront him or just let him be happy?
Let him be happy, mate. As long as you ain't seen him put his dick in the exhaust pipe.
People
it's fine,
do. There was a documentary on that. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw
it. Yeah, there was.
I didn't watch it, but yeah.
I didn't watch it. I heard about it and avoided TV.
I just smashed my TV.
I just remember the really awkward interview with the dad of the kid.
Right.
What's this about? What's the program?
People who let him have sexual feelings for objects, inanimate objects.
And a guy, mid 20s ish, I reckon, fell in love with his car.
Mm.
Like what? Just what he thought he was dating it. I've said.
Yeah. So he'll
go. He's probably like, you're not gonna think you're dating it. You own that shit, man.
Well, it's like he'll go in there and like, you know, stroke the wheel and like play with the gear stick
with your hands.
Yeah. And then you know, you have sex with the exhaust and all that stuff.
Shut up! People don't really do that. Do you?
I didn't watch it, so I can't.
Very small percentage of people.
Yeah. Tiny, minuscule.
I would. Why the mini exhaust? Have sex with the wheel, maybe. But you could put your.
They have sex with it in all capacity in many.
Did you see what? Did anyone hear what I said? Mini's cool. Mini's.
What?
Minuscule.
Minuscule.
Yeah, a guy from Liverpool that fucks his car. Minuscule.
Well, what about if? What kind of cars do you go? Is it like aesthetically a pleasing?
If I was gonna shag a car, it would probably be an Audi A3. Because I like quite thick women, like quite
fast.
Gonna
shag you
know what
a
I mean?
Car.
I don't like skinny, svelte. That's not my not body shaming. But my type is, you know, size 10 and above.
See, I would go for like a Suzuki Vitara Fat Boy Edition. It's like short and thick.
Suzuki Vitara.
Yeah, and you can take the it's a Jeep. You can take the roof off.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you get
like
the Fat Boy with the big rimmed thighs. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what kind of.
Okay, Harley, what car would you have sex with?
Ooh, I thought in depth
for a long time. Daily.
Harley would be like a Rolls, do you know what I mean? I feel.
Yeah, Harley's got mad high standards when it comes to girls. So yeah, I reckon he'd be a Rolls. Yeah. A vintage one as well.
No?
I don't. I mean, yes.
Okay.
That's me.
What about you, Nat?
I don't really know cars, but I do like VW camper vans. So I'm going to say that because that's just one that I like.
They got discontinued as well.
As a woman, you'd need one still with the old school handbrake. Do you know what I mean? As well.
Why?
Well, but how do you know that's her orientation when it comes to cars? Don't just assume.
Sorry.
Might be a lady VW.
God. No, I'm...
For vagina.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be difficult to have sex with a car that's got no gear stick or handbrake in it.
Oh, because...
Yeah, because what
probably
going
to be
do?
Difficult to have sex with a car full stop.
No, because we can put our penis in the exhaust. What's a woman going to do? Just rub herself on it.
Yeah.
All right, cool, do that then. I mean, I was trying to help you out.
Oh, thank you, Reese. I do would like a gear stick, though.
Yeah, of course.
What about a Polo in mint condition?
Whoa! There he is.
Sorry, that was terrible. I wish I'd opened my mouth now.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. I liked it.
Leave your dad alone. He's not romantically attached to his car. He doesn't have sexual feelings for his car. He just really, really loves his
car. Alternatively, a bird could have pooed on the bonnet, and if you don't get it off straight away, it will take the shine out the paint. He might have had no water and had to lick it off.
Yeah, kiss it.
Yeah.
He just had to lick the poo off. We've all been there.
Thanks for listening, though, Cher. Keep in touch.
For real, please. And keep banging out those hits, man.
Yeah.
One more, and then we'll get into a redem.
Who's this from?
Bobby B.
Bobby Brown. They're all
coming in today. All the celebs.
Yeah.
Ian was clearly like
Ian Brown.
Yeah, Ian Brown. Yeah.
Cher, Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all
cool
in today.
It's been too hot recently for me to leave the house.
No way. Seriously.
I'm currently sat on the toilet and there's no toilet roll or anything of the sort nearby. Please help.
Don't worry, Harley's got you covered with his app
with Pooba. All of your knees.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah.
You should invest, Bobby Brown.
He's got money.
Just wire Harley some money now, and then
we'll set the app up.
Yeah.
Once this app in like 6 months, we'll send you some toilet roll.
It depends what kind of set, because you get the luxury package, you know, where they come in and actually wipe your bum for you.
That would be nice.
Uber
XL. No, it's Puber Lux.
That means Bobby has to sit on the toilet for 6 months whilst you get this app done.
Yeah, that's his business.
If it's too hot for him to leave,
literally, that's his business.
You know what I mean?
I feel like he might not exist. He needs water. We need to send him water or something.
And if you're at a toilet, more time there's a sink by the side of you anyway.
Toilet water as well.
Yeah, and in the back of the bowl, it's clean.
Yeah, the system. Drink out of that.
Drink that water.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You're good.
Okay, so 6 months.
Or
and
like,
be fine.
I'm sure he's got his phone with him clearly, so he can just call other people and say like.
No, but wait for you because this
no,
is
but
money
like,
making.
No, but like only for food and water.
Sure, yeah.
Oh no, he's got his phone with him. Just wipe your bum with your phone and wash it. Then put it in rice.
Oh yeah, especially if you've got an iPhone 7, they're waterproof anyway.
That's it. Wipe your battery with your phone, and then wash your phone, and put it in rice.
Or have you not got a sock you can sacrifice? I've had to do that a few times in my life.
Why?
Get
when?
The boss home with one sock on from town because you've been in the toilet roll.
Is that? Have you done that as well?
I haven't, but I would. If I had to.
Agreed, haven't, but I would. If
I would
it came
totally,
down to
I would
to
think
it.
Twice. If I had to wipe my bum with my sock,
I had to wipe my bum once with the... I was in town when I was like bare young, and I was in the toilet, obviously just sat down, going for a poo, and then realised, fuck, there's no toilet paper. And I had to wipe my bum with the cardboard The actual
been there.
I was so grim.
I was pooing in a uni house. I used to be a caretaker at a uni house. And I'd gone in one of the students' flat when they were out to like change some light bulbs and shit. And I had
That's what you told him.
And well, I had a poo, and then I didn't have any toilet roll, so I had to use. And there's booklets, and when you write on one sheet of paper, it goes through to the yellow one and the pink one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So on my job sheets, I had to wipe my bum with my notepad of job sheets.
Oh dear. Any?
I haven't, no. But I mean, you'd go towel for clothing, wouldn't you? I suppose if you had to in a situation like this, would you? Or a towel, yeah. Flannel towel.
Just jump straight
in
the bath.
I think sock is the best.
Why? Yeah.
Then you can turn it inside out.
Put it back on.
Christ. No.
Oh, right.
Also, he's in his own house, so can he not just jump straight back in the shower? Jump straight in the shower.
Oh, yeah. He must have got something.
Yeah, fuck off, Bobby, mate.
And Bobby Brown's probably got a B-day anyway.
Yeah, I'd say. Maybe that's what. Maybe this is Bobby B-Day that we're speaking to. Maybe it's not even Bobby Brown. Maybe the B's for B-Day.
B-Days are very posh, aren't they?
They are extremely
posh.
A bidet.
Is it actually just for washing your...
It's bum washing,
your bum and your genitals.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, do you have to go in backwards?
Do you have to like crouch over it backwards?
Never use one.
Wait, what do they look like? Can we Google one? What do
they look like sinks on the... They look like half toilet, half sinks on the floor.
Yeah, but I think you have to stand backwards and like sit on it bum first. More like a toilet, really, isn't it? It's the same as you do on a toilet. You don't get it.
Do you sit on it or hover above it?
No, you sit on it, I think.
B-I-D-E-T.
Yeah, B-day.
Like bidet.
Yeah, see, it's just like a little tap that goes on your bum. I don't know, why do you need those?
Look at the angle it aims at.
Because it's really popular in countries like Mediterranean and Arabic countries where they're quite hirsute.
And France. So for a hairy bottom.
Yeah, if you've got a hairy back off, then.
But it says for your perineum as well. Give that a little wash.
£588 to get your arse washed.
A nice clean bum.
I don't think you've got to pay every time you want to get your arse. You have to pay it once and then you own the bidet. You know what I mean?
How many years worth of toilet rolls that?
That you're saving on? Loads.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because
you still wipe your ass.
You don't. Clean it. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, because then you're going to get toilet paper stuck in the hairs.
No, but you'll
what?
Get pooped.
What?
You can't.
Fam,
you can't.
That's why they have a bidet, whatever, because...
Nah. You wipe your bum with toilet paper
first. And then you just clean it out.
Really? He's not wiping the bum properly in the first place for them to need one of them.
People with a hairy batty.
Hirsute men, clearly. They're not quite...
And women.
So much hair. And women.
Women can have a
hairy... They can have a hairy crease
as well, you know.
But sometimes...
I've met a few.
Same.
Oh, okay. Well, then just double clean it. That's nice. Okay. Well, that was good.
Should we get into a rhythm?
Yeah, let's.
All your friends get drunk tonight. We can do no wrong, and you know the vibe is strong.
Yo, my Instagram's not private, so the pagans pre me.
That's right.
Yeah, I rep West 13, but I carry not West on my chest like Easy. Telephone bad man, your man are too sneaky. I bet you got flows on deck, so I run up on the laboratory like DD, like the thing that I got, that's shorthanded. Me, I sing, but I ain't no flambé. Somebody around me better told me that you better stop playing with the North candy. Me and them boy ain't no family, can't walk the walk, you ain't no bambi. Slap it on the pagans, slap it on the brother, see I'm coming to find a big brother, so casually like, send a man up, so. Everybody popping like Usher. I ain't a little pagan, tell me who you come for. Your man are looking washed up. We got a new ting, that's a blue foot. Painting calling me a nuisance. Car run things like Adenugas. Labels wanna sign us like mucus. Faithy, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back, fam, chill out a bit. Like, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back, chill out a bit. I got the formula. You wanna beat, then call me up. I still rain on all of y'all. You wanna chat about eyeball this? Come like man, I get in corner y'all. You don't get it. That one's over your head. Telling everybody that I'm vocally blessed. Ex-girls really can't phone me again. Pagan friends know that I go to the end. So jump in the sea, swim with a fish. You were the man, now you a myth. Fuck everybody that begs for a call sign. Them man be lifting off an old hype. But I'm back in the trap flows, I got 1 million. Starting like a pack of a band. You might wanna try be clever, but you're on a young thing like Kylie Jenner. So come on, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back, fam, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back, fam, chill out a bit. But
Tell your friend to call her friends. I'll call my friends. We can get drunk. Tell your friend. We can't do no wrong, and you know the vibe is strong.
Foo Bar Radio presents
Sticky Blood.
Coco's here. Toddler's here.
Someone said toddler, you must have an omelette on toast.
Omelette? Omelette on toast?
On tour.
Did we speak about eggs? Have we ever talked about... Have you ever had an omelette?
I've had an omelette, yeah.
And why do people think you haven't had an omelette?
I mean, Nelly, I really appreciate getting in touch, but I can have an omelette without having to go on tour.
Yeah.
I can have one when I get home.
Yeah, for real. Maybe you do. You must have an omelette. I love that.
Maybe yeah, you need an omelette. Each and every time, but omelette live.
Every Monday.
Sticky Blood.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Sticky
Yo,
Blood.
I'm feeling a bit sticky blood.
Can we describe what's happening here? Currently, Reese has no top on, very erect nipples. Harley's got no top on, no shoes on. You're pretty much just in your wearing your shorts
I
now.
I don't have erect nipples.
Well, I just don't understand why Natalie loves to objectify you two as well,
isn't it?
Oh, actually, you've got your chest out as well. So sorry.
Yeah, because I wanted to be involved. That's why I was complaining.
Sorry, to be fair, Natalie is facing it.
Natalie's a raging sexist. That's what Natalie is doing.
I thought you were saying
a raging sexist.
I thought you were going to say a raging sexist.
Is it
like,
possible
yeah.
for women to be sexist?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
They can.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
I actually don't think you can.
I'm sure I could.
I mean, I'm sure you... Like obviously...
It's not called sexism if they do it, is it?
There's a big debate as well that you can't technically be racist to a white person.
Yeah, there because, is. And let's not get into it because we've only got 2 hours and I've been having the same fucking argument
maybe
my whole life.
Maybe it's a similar thing.
No, because I do agree and I was just wondering, is it the same with like sex? Because it means the same thing, and it is like a pressing, like another.
Yeah. Is that the time already?
Should we talk about some drunk hippies?
I'd rather talk about drunk hippies.
God, whenever Reece says something sensible, we'll fucking shut him down.
I only want to talk about stupid shit, like the 2 Geordies that have been fined after they sparked a major alert at an airport when they climbed onto a baggage chute in a restricted area. Stuff like that. Can we do that?
Well, yes, I read this story a few weeks ago, so unless it's happened again, then...
Have you done this story?
No, but I have, on my own, without
you.
Fine.
I can't keep up with you, Reese.
Stephen Lennox and Jordan Bainbridge crawled along a black conveyor belt... Why did we need to know
the colour, yeah. I don't know.
Like Stephen and Jordan
it's like from the other week where they have to specify there's black in it.
What? Now we're going to think Stephen and Jordan were probably victims. And the black conveyor belt dragged them along.
Isn't it?
For fuck's sake. Anyway, they were spotted peering over the check-in desk by staff.
And then the black conveyor belt turned on them and shot them to death.
And said, "Fear me, I'm a black conveyor belt. I'm taking over the airport."
And then the police came and killed it.
And everyone was like, "Black conveyor belts matter."
Huge marches everywhere. Conveyor belts all
colours.
Because
of Stephen Lennox and Jordan Bainbridge. Hope you're happy, Stephen and Jordan.
Let's find out.
Anyway, the real story goes like this. They were spotted peering over the check-in desk by staff before they climbed onto the belt. They managed to get to the departure area before they were arrested. Prosecutor Justin Gibson, I wish it was me, said they weren't due to go on holiday and told police that they were just having a laugh.
They weren't due to go on holiday?
They weren't even
hanging around an airport?
At the conveyor belt bit, the luggage bit as well.
That's incredible. Weird. He added the airport was functioning... Why is that? Why did we assume otherwise?
Yeah.
Why would we assume otherwise? Sorry. He added, the airport was functioning at the time of the incident when they went into the restricted zone. Their own personal safety was part of the concern as well as the airport infrastructure.
Just interrupt.
Yeah, of course.
So it's obviously the airport, they went into a restricted zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're actually embarrassed that they faltered in the security measures and these guys have come in and they've been like, oh, they should be arrested that we were shit at our job.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, but then... Because you can go into an airport.
Yeah, but if you go into a restricted zone, someone there should be to stop you. And
yeah,
no one was.
But then what I'm... The conveyor belt the carousel.
He was like, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Part of it would have been in a public place, innit? And it would have taken them through to a restricted area, innit?
Have you ever seen a sign that says, please do not ride the conveyor belt like in a suitcase?
I never needed to need one, really.
No, but you do get some signs that state the obvious.
Okay.
My local leisure centre, Britannia Leisure Centre, there is genuinely... So there's a water slide, and it goes into a little tiny pool, landing pool. And genuinely, I don't know if it's still there, but on my life, this was there when I used to go there, there's a sign that says no fishing. Like, genuinely,
really?
And it's not a joke. It's like a proper hazard sign. It says no fishing in this landing pool.
Okay. Well, they went to that area, but why did they get there? Carry on, this is a good bit of the next bit.
So the court heard that Lennox and Bainbridge had drunk a couple of cans of lager. No, I said only a couple of cans.
Yeah, a couple.
A couple of cans of lager before hitting the metro to the airport.
What, of course.
Lennox, 24, that's years, not months. And Lennox from Felling and Bainbridge, 20, from Gateshead, both pleaded guilty to being an unauthorised presence. Presence. in a restricted zone at an airport. I like the fact that they've covered all bases there at present, just in case ghosts try this same prank. You can arrest them too for the same thing. Magistrates fined them £120 each, and they were ordered to pay a £30 victim surcharge.
What, to the conveyor belt?
That's so true.
Yeah, cheers. Oh. I don't know if anyone picked that up.
I did.
Car horn beeping, and they said something.
England. They did.
Sorry you put your toe under my foot, Harley.
This is
great. England playing a football game today?
Oh, actually, the under-21s might... No, I don't think
they're very
excited. Maybe that was them that drove past.
Maybe, yeah, sounded like they were under-21. Okay, well, that's... Cool. Interesting that
they were given a 12-month restraining order.
They can't go
from the conveyor belt.
That conveyor belt has been scarred for life.
Well, from the airport in general.
Yeah, that's true. But we've all been out and had, you know, a couple of drinks. No one has thought, you know what? Let me just get the cab down to Heathrow and jump on a conveyor belt. No one.
Not on a couple of cans. Not when you don't get a couple cans in, then go
no.
to.
Wait, so
maybe that's what happened. They wanted to go to Barbados.
Oh yeah, you know, happened to me at the weekend. So I was in bed on Saturday night, and 5 a.m. And all of a sudden I hear like from upstairs, and my dog is going mad. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck was that? And basically one of my windows, like, I couldn't see it. And I was like, my girlfriend was in bed, and she was like, quick, go upstairs, there's someone upstairs. I was like, all right, shitting myself, but like trying to be manly at the same time. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Trying to look for a weapon, all I can see is like this fat crystal that's next to my bed. I was like, don't want to kill him, so I'm going to go up, just barehand it. I'm like going up, my dog is just kicking off. Luckily there's no one in my house. And I look in my garden, and I just see like the legs of this bear just like jumping. Basically some guy jumped into my garden and launched like a bottle of vinegar through my window.
What?
Climbed onto the roof next door and proceeded to smash like 10 other windows.
Did he get caught?
Oh yeah, I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I could hear him like just like screaming and saying shit. I was like, "Who? What's going on?" So I called the police. I was like, "Someone's just smashed my window." He came around. We went out into the garden, and there was just this drunk Irish bear just standing on a roof, topless, just like shouting obscenities. And I was like, the police were like, "We'll sort your window out in a second, but we just want to make sure he doesn't like, you know, jump or anything."
Yeah.
And I was talking to the guy, and he was just like being really rude to me, and I was just trying to be like, "You all right, mate?" Like trying to be nice. All the while, I just wanted to be like, "Calm down, here so I can knock you the fuck out, fucking smashing my window, prick."
How many someone smashed your window
with vinegar as well?
With a bottle of vinegar.
What kind of vinegar was it? Is it a nice one?
Did you get to keep it?
Just stank.
Yeah.
No, the bottle smashed as well.
So now your yard smells of vinegar.
I got a good tip from the policeman. He said lemon gets rid of the smell of vinegar. So
fair play.
I went and bought a load of lemons, put it in a bottle, in a mop bucket, and swept the floor for
it. I've got a good tip for you as well. If your house smells of cigarette burnt toast, do you know what? As well, I think it's Natalie's birthday show today as well, isn't it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it might be. I think it might be. Call for a little drink.
Yeah, mate. Let's do it.
Well,
then.
Why don't we wait? Get Tizzy Gang in.
Yep.
And then we'll do it after that, I think, because they are here.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into a song.
Into a little song. Get Tizzy Gang in. Thank you, though, Reese. We'll get onto this after.
Say
this.
No more.
camera. Call me a jockey, cause I'm riding them skirts and I talk real cocky. Oh, Megan has mixed his back, I'm slinging that game on 28 tracks. Yep, yep, pack him in a bins, take him to my house, freak, let them all in. Call me a lot to slip, I might get banned, but I still like butts. Lay him on the table, Dr. Richard's willing and able. Not sexist, just sexy. Do I like sisters? Well, let's see. She's thick, walking with a switch, carrying a beef, but you better not call her no bitch. When it comes to a snack pack, I can't lie. I wanna ride. But it ain't good without the mayonnaise. I cannot dance, but I'm good when you hit that stance. Wham, bam, met a girl named Pam. I poke and thank you, ma'am. Ain't no drag in my bag. Got a Jimmy cause I don't play tag. 600 coupe, cost loop. Hit the gas, you'll scoot. When you dance, I'm on ya. When you walk, I'm on ya. When you moan, I'm on ya. I'm that nasty dog and I try to warn ya. To the tail we go. Don't need a bed cause I'm good on the floor. When a chocolate masterpiece walks by, I wanna ride. Wants to ride.
Radio is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. That was Ride by Sir Mix-a-Lot. To be honest, I don't really... Nah, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say I don't really acknowledge anything that isn't... Exactly. But do you know what? That sounds a bit like it, so I'll give it a bly. We've got some special guests in the studio right now. None other than Tizzy Gang.
Yes.
You know, it's actually really appropriate that we've left the windows open so that you can hear the road sounds, innit? Do you know what I mean? You get me? We were telling our listeners earlier on that that we were literally recording this show for on the roadside because we wanted the windows open. You can hear the street going on outside. Innit? But I've just let the cat out of the bag that I was chatting shit, so that's nice. But yeah, what brings you to Fuban? Thanks for coming in, man. Like, seriously, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in here, man. Talk to us about the Ops Next Door project, man.
Thanks for having us down. Yeah,
no worries.
And like we said, that's what it is right now. Ops Next Door, the Tizzy Gang, our debut album as a collective, a label, and a hub. It's out right now to get everywhere worldwide. So, 20 tracks strong.
So Last Gang is all of you as well. Yeah? Is it a collective?
Last Gang is basically one of the header labels that are basically helping with the release of Ops Next Door. Tizzy Gang is. It's a group in itself, but it's not a boy band or like it's more like a typical, like, I don't know how you say, like a grime crew. It's more a collective of
a
people.
Super group. Artists with different interests but common interests when they come together.
That's it. And the main thing is about it. There's two main things of Tizzy Gang is we have a lot in common, and the main thing that we have in common is the like for good music. That's what, before anything else, I'd just like to say that it's just all about good music, no matter what type of music it is. And also the other thing is that Tizzy Gang is a rotating cast. When it first started, it was me, Cadell and Trey Mission it's come so far from that now. It's just literally a rotating cast. Tizzy Gang is wherever we all are, and the fact that we're bringing a lot together now as well in terms of like product, videos, work together, I think it's clear to see that like it's a move, it's a strong movement that stretches out far and wide.
Mm-hmm. And whose idea was it, man? It's a lot of very very very, how do I say it, you guys have all got your own definable personalities as solo artists. You're like, individually, I'd never expect any of you to be in like a crew. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so whose idea was it?
Well, to be totally honest, I did come up with the idea based on things that I was doing before. It was always something I wanted to do to make a strong, certified like label and just to keep everything in house. So with that, you know, me and Trey had hit it running. And we was been working, and me and Cadell, that was on like two separate people. Same way how when me and Vic linked up, we had our orchestrated thing going on together. Mm-hmm. Basically everyone, and it's like I kinda in the centre, I just pulled everyone together. Mm-hmm. So it's like Cadell and Trey know each other, but the connection through me is what made a lot of it start coming out and happening full on.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Vic, obviously, and they know of Vic and everything, but this, until we decided to actually put a name on it, which I thought to be done, and we went with Tizzy Gang and done it, that actually started going. But just because like it's an idea that I came up with, but it's so much more than just me. It's not like I'm the leader or I am the main member or the front man. It's far from it.
Yeah, I hear.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, so I first heard of you and Trey Mission when, from Lord of the Mics 3, was it?
Yeah.
And is that where you two first met, or was it a thing before that and then?
It was a while after. I saw his clash on Lord of the Mics, but I didn't know him personally at the time. And then after, we linked up, I think it was in Fabric, we met up. And even, it's funny, we laugh about it to this day. Like, I had a real attitude problem back then, innit? So like, even when we met up, like, there wasn't no bad blood or anything, but I just like, and compared to how I am now in terms of like, I was like, you know, my back to the wall, stiff, you know what I mean? And then that's why it's good, because it's like, it wasn't a beg it thing why we hit the road running, just strictly through music. I started from that meeting, I listened to more of his music and heard more of what he was about, and yeah, we hit the road running on that basically. So it's good because I respect the music, not friendship.
Yeah, I hear that. And Trey Mission, is it a UK thing now? Like, living in the UK, how does it work?
Yeah,
with
he's back and forth. Like, he's actually back and forth, do you know what I mean? Big up Mishael, his son. He's got a son over here.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, he's back and forth. The majority of his work happens here, but he's also got a lot going on over there. So he's just back and forth. Yeah. He's basically a resident here. Lewisham resident. So he's in the bitch just as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
Has it worked out in your favour with him doing that as well, taking your music across to Canada? Because it's like a bit of a grime scene going, like, since the last few years in Canada. It's been growing.
Well, Vic, you could even say about that, because like, there's the tune with you and Jason Pax that's coming
back. Definitely. It definitely has a strong impact, being able to sort of get our music out over there. I mean, that's one of the songs, Jason Pax is another Canadian artist that is part of Tizzy Gang, so I've had a chance to collab. And just being able to work from people that, you know, they're inspired musically from like a different kind of background, it kind of helps. Yeah. And it just sort of grows your thing. So it was, you know, so definitely.
Because that kind of like underground music, and kind of got like a big battle rap scene out there as well. So that underground music's really a big part of the Canadian music culture, I suppose. So, I mean, it must be good to be able to get to work with people here that are also over there as well, especially with the Tizzy Gang project.
Yeah,
it's next door.
Yeah, it's like Jason Pax obviously is a good rapper.
Yeah,
and so is Vic. That's mainly their strengths. Whereas me, I'm more of a grind. That's their strength. So it's like, it's bringing together people that are good at things. Like, I can do a tune with Jason Pax. I know for a fact it's not going to be better than a tune that Vic's going to do with him if it's a rap tune. Do you know what I mean? So it's good that, like, even the fact that the way he sounds, it's like you're not just listening to a UK artist. Like, your expectations are always going to be exceeded in anything that you listen to because of that link up from here in Canada. And it's benefited in terms of our engineer Freezer Chin as well.
Yeah,
he's from Canada. He's our engineer and DJ. And do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's very good to be both to have hands in both markets.
Yes, in every aspect, it really is like a collaboration between the UK and Canada. In all sort of facets, there's someone from both sides of the pond, so to speak. Let's get into some music, man. Honestly, where can people Well, you've got a lot of stuff coming up as Tizzy Gang, haven't you? You've got an album launch coming up.
Yeah, the album launch was just went on Friday.
Oh shit! Fuck! I'm really shit at that.
Do you know what? We're gonna have to talk to the people for not getting, making sure that your invite was stellar.
Then again, I've been away for a bit as well. Yeah. That's the thing.
I've been so busy sorting it out as well. It was great though. Do you know what I mean? We had a lot of names come down: Capo Lee, YGG, Mez, Nico Lindsay. We had FaZe Miyake, Mungo, Jet, so it was actually a sick
FaZe
man.
Is one of the producers on the project, isn't
he?
Absolutely.
Big up FaZe.
Yeah, always. Massive shouts to him.
So that sick night.
Well, before we let you go and get out of this fucking sweltering heat, do us the honour of introducing the song for us, man.
Alright, this one, If Shekels, is produced by Zombie. Big up Zombie, big producer. He's involved in the album as well. It features Cadell, myself, Mercury Ace, and Vic Santoro. This one, we just heard the beat and we probably spent like 8 hours just like writing it, like, because there's so many of us was writing it like at the same time, bit by bit, and yeah, that was that. So this one's proper organic off the grain.
Big, big. Let's get into it, man.
I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffling and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try to step it up more on my own, boss. Yeah, I want a different level. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. Foot on the clutch, gearing to first, then second, then third, then fourth, then duck. We didn't have much, nothing to lose, already lived off crumbs. Shanking my shoe, now my toes is numb. Up in the shoes like, who wants some? Long time before I man, L, big gun. I was at his front door, he was trying to call mum. I was in the alley lead with a loaded one. Said he wants more, but he owes me some. That can't run, big boss B, said he got a ton. Try rap. Spit with his stick, you just spit with your tongue. My two strong back like Buller and Bun. In my cars, I track till the walls fall off. Craft, they ain't done none. Put on, show me how the team run. Pull up on your block, back seats on off. YG in out a window with scarf. Indy gang, no members are soft. Can I say the same? No, they can't. Don't mention a man, cause they ain't my dogs. We bring the jits in quarters and half. Cause feds watch us like Eagle Hawk. Please violate, I'm ego or bark. For Fick and Cadell, ain't even got arse. Blast, leave a man flat on his arse. Snitch on oom and I cut down grass. Onto the beef, I'm down for the task. Skirt in a V with tinted glass.
I was out here from the jump off. I didn't know that I load up a dump off. Release a light if you heard that a gun's up. See me with a quang, I be laying in a non-stop. Yeah, I know he was there, but he's washed up. I was up in the pen for a bus drop. They ain't on my level, I'm the air for the top spot. Them boy probably got air at the bus stop. Listen, now they're talking that reckless. When they come round, they was talking that necklace. Thinking back when they was walking back pedless. Feeling with air, having walking right headless. Stab me in my back and I'm hugging that bench. Sparking the zoo and I'm plotting my next steps. Breaking up food and I'm plugging connections. Far from a good now, we never was yes men. These niggas are mad, the way that I see what even is sad. I came out the big to the building in charge, I'm breaking them down, call me Steven Seagal. Terrorize who? Terrorize what? Terrorize where? Load up machines, the place that you see, don't be hell, man, there.
I never had a penny and nobody cared. When I had a penny, I was selling for my celly. Now they're trying to call me by the telly, cause I had a belly and I still put it on the telly. I was pressing on the pedal, you was on a pedal bike, getting put under pressure. I was rising, you was looking on, do the 20 under 20 and put me on. I'm the one with a hoodie on. I had a meeting, I should've gone, I should've come out and trap onto big shit. God forgive the pain I've inflicted, I don't wanna risk getting convicted. They don't know me, they got transcripted.
I make one call, you got a baby by Christmas.
No time for sliders and drifters, cause I'm a real soul survivor. Still on both, fight the fight, and I bet no one fights us. Ain't no one like us, and the warriors call Osiris. Even out in Cyprus, man. I think they're going viral, I think they're a growing virus. Could they blow nose from pirates and go to raves and give y'all them dry sex? Fake machines out, not on my set, not on my watch. Tell Grime Daily, don't tell Crime Watch. I told C1 I ain't taking time off. What I put time on, work and rhyme on. Still do dirt when I want to Portsmouth, see a Poseidon. They're in a game that you won't see Kylon. Hidden tracks that I've been running a mile on.
He won't click, so I'll give him the entire one.
I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffle and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own, boss, and I'm on a different level. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffle and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try to step it up more on my own, boss, and I'm on a different level.
Oh no, I'm back in my zone, can't wait till I see him, I'm grabbing these gold. And don't try to rob, I'm wide awake. I woke up about 5 today, and I've been missing for a minute, but I enjoyed time away. But I'm back now, I say I figure for a show, they tap out. Tried to flex, he Boston crabbed out. In the scene, I'm Shane McMahon or Martin Shkreli. Young, but I dealt with a task already. Everybody tried to put me on blast, but I put him on blast, and they laughed already. He just soft, no heart, no belly. Not on dark arts, and we do many. Don't mean magic, I pulls panic. Man, I old school, like who killed?
was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffle and slide around my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own boss, and I'm on a different level.
Fubar Radio presents
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Let her
run. Who's calling me? Did you call me?
It's your gang name.
My gang name, yo. What's your crew called? Clitoris.
Clitoris.
That's terrible name.
It's a bad boy crew.
Right.
No, don't mess with them. That's the click crew, boy. That's the click crew.
Click crew.
They're really sensitive. Don't mess with them.
Yeah. Okay. They'll come straight over it. No, maybe they won't. That's the problem. All right.
Every Friday.
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James
from 4 p.m.
Fubar Radio.
But right now until 6 p.m. it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Oh, we just had Tizzy Gang in and out quickly, played us their new tune Shekel from Ops Next Door, which is their new project. Mm-hmm. We're gonna like lighten the mood and play some games, aren't we?
Well, yeah. As in spirit of Tizzy Gang, they have a song called. Don't blame Jacob for this game. This is all on me, by the way. Just heading you up. By their song, Old School Roadman Jacket.
What's the sound of the jacket?
What's on a jacket? It's a zip. So we've got 7 clips of things being zipped. All you have to do is tell me what's being zipped up. Simple, okay?
A body bag, if I don't get 1 point.
So let me turn this up a little. Let's play a game of...
Up and down like a zipper.
Harley already does not look amused.
Who made the theme tune?
Sorry?
Who made the theme tune?
Jacob put that one together.
Yes, Jacob.
Today.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
sing the theme
one.
Tune right.
Okay,
the
as always, tune. There's 7 clips, but I just need to know what's being zipped up here, okay? Here's zip number 1. Yeah.
Jacob stitched me with a shit pen.
Did you get that, Michael?
One more time, please.
Okay. Okay, so that's quite easy, isn't it? Let's move on to the next one. I like the kind of death stares I get when this game goes on. From you're all like, no, you shut up. No. Don't say that. Okay, so we can always come back to them, as always. Mm. Okay, here's number 2. Zip number 2.
Again.
That actually did sound like a body bag, to be fair.
I can tell you none of them are a body bag. Oh. Okay. Here's number 3. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here is number 4.
For something that short, I can imagine what it is.
All right, moving on. Here's number 5.
Sound like a fart. Fart on a plastic chair.
What else can be zipped up?
What was that? Everyone got something?
Just one more time, please. Sounds like it's going up.
It is the length of the clip. A giveaway or
no? I would do mine with this slower. Mine wouldn't take 1 second to zip up.
Of this,
okay. Yeah. But I do it slowly anyway. So, in case you get stuck.
Are you saying words that are like?
Well, no, because any zip can
could
be
get
zipped
stuck,
at any
couldn't it? At any length,
speed
it could
or
get stuck,
stuck,
couldn't it? Yeah. Okay, so here's zip number 6.
I was in love with this.
One more?
Yeah, please.
Number 7.
What? Wait.
Do that one again.
Don't you mean number 6?
No, this is 6. This is 6. Which one? Okay. Do you want me to recap?
Wait.
Fuck, I think you might have to. I don't.
Where do you want me to go back to? Where do you think we've got? I can start. I can very well quickly.
Are we on number 7 now?
This is 7 now, yeah.
Are you sure?
Wait, next.
I think Harley's copied my answers.
What do you want me to go back to, Michael?
Well,
I've got two of the same questions.
Right, let me go through one at a time. Okay, here is number 1.
Oh, right.
Yep. We've got one of the same thing.
Number two.
Two of the same thing.
Number three. Mm-hmm. Number four. Number five. And then number six. Okay. So number seven, final clip.
Fucking hell. Straight jacket.
Should we go through some answers? Would anyone like me to play any more?
No, I've got seven out of seven.
You've definitely got seven out of seven. Yeah. All right, okay.
However,
let's
I've got two
you.
Of the same answer. So.
Let's start with you, Harley, then. What was number one?
It was a wetsuit.
Okay, Reese.
Wetsuit. See, I told you he copied me.
Michael?
You copied
wetsuit.
Me.
I'm afraid it was a wallet, sorry.
A wallet?
Yeah,
I didn't even write
that.
Wallet.
That's what we call wallets up in Nottingham.
What's number two then, Michael?
Tent.
Mm-hmm. Reese?
Raincoat.
Harley?
Sleeping bag.
Michael, point there for Michael.
I knew it was something about camping.
Number seven's wrong as well.
Number three, Reese?
Backpack.
Mm-hmm. Harley?
Rucksack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got a laundry bag.
It's a suitcase, sorry.
Oh, so
sorry,
that
guys.
Means
it's
number one's wrong as well.
Number four, anybody?
I've got purse.
A fly. Not you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, jeans.
I'm going to give that because it is trousers. So, yeah, I'm going to have a point there for Harley and a point there for Reese. Number five.
Oh, so we've both got a point on the same question, have we, Harley? Oh, what a surprise.
Number five.
A dress.
Mm-hmm, Harley.
I said jeans again.
Okay, Michael.
I said handbag.
It's a jacket, sorry.
Oh,
it's
which
a jacket.
Means that one's wrong as well.
All Look, right. My life, yeah, I wrote jacket as well. There's no way I could have just done
no, you
that.
You did. You put ha- oh, I, think
I changed
you put,
it and
I think
just
you put
forgot
handbag
to-
jacket.
No,
so.
I did, but I forgot to cross out handbag.
No, but that still is a jacket, though, isn't it? I know, there is a handbag jacket. So you
yeah,
get,
can I have
so
a point?
You get a point there.
Thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
very
okay.
much.
Wait, what?
Number six. Yeah. What's number six?
Why did you get a point?
Because I wrote jacket and I got the right answer.
But didn't you cross it out?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't cross out handbag, so I wrote handbag jacket.
But it's still a jacket. That still is a jacket.
You can have a handbag jacket.
Yeah. Cool. Number six. What's number six?
Toiletry bag.
Okay, good. Michael?
I'd put suitcase.
Suitcase.
I got coat.
It's a boot. It's a boot being zipped up. So finally, clip number seven.
Oh, I got suitcase. Mm-hmm. No, why shit? That's not possible because suitcases
We've
are
already
in...
had.
Yeah, I got tent. Door.
Okay.
Coat.
Sorry, it was a gym bag, obviously.
Of course.
How big was that fucking gym bag?
And how much shit did they put in that gym bag? They used every compartment, bruv. Can you play again? Just use the main compartment, blood. You're only putting a t-shirt, shorts and crepes in there.
I just thought it was a beer long zip and they were having to do it in bits.
Some
to like...
dickhead, some nerd. Yeah, I'll put the deodorant in that compartment and, yeah, that's you,
that's
isn't
me,
it?
Bro.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well done to Michael Payne. You won with
oh,
two
did I?
Yeah,
Sick.
Your
Thank
first
you very
game.
Much.
First game. Another
Amazing.
Game coming soon.
That's totally overshadowed your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well,
talking about birthdays.
Who cares?
I think it might be Nat's birthday show.
Talking
be
about your birthday.
If we could have a drink, maybe. A little bit of a tipple
a
for Nat's
one,
birthday.
A man
sure.
said it's Natalie's birthday, and then Reese went, talking about birthdays.
Yeah, whose is it? Your mate. Do you want to shout out someone else?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Natalie. Happy birthday to you.
Well, should we play a song whilst you open the bottle?
Yeah, you got to open the bottle.
I'll
There's a candle
so
on
no,
top.
It's really nice. Thank
you love
you.
Prosecco so
that?
Much, no one thought of a cake. They just thought they'd stick
it's
a candle
fine.
On top of a
it's
bottle
fine.
Of Prosecco.
Thank you, I'll play
there's
a little
there's
song.
There's no
that was all
there's
mine,
no
Harley's,
exactly.
and Justin's idea,
yeah,
and no one else. We just all decided that.
Rubbish. Yeah, Harley's makes a good point. There's no cards.
Is,
thanks,
is that because you normally organise
yeah,
the cards?
Yeah, I normally buy everyone's cards, but no one does the same for me, so next year, no cards.
But wait. Is your birthday today?
No, Saturday.
Well then.
I'm not going to see you.
But we could have celebrated Wednesday after.
Well, we'll do both then. Next week, there'll be a bloody 100%. Card.
100%.
Okay? Fine.
A blood, literally, I'm going to put bare blood on a card and give it to you. I'm going to give you a bloody card.
Well, the next song I'm going to play, Reese, is one of your choices today. If
it
you
is.
Want to introduce
it's
it.
A very good friend of all of ours in here.
I hate her. And I hate her.
No, we love her dearly. This is Daisy Maybe.
Outside.
Bar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Who's that biggest girl group in the world right now? And they performed there the other day. Little Mix, Little Shit.
Oh, Little Mix. What, are they still going?
They're the biggest girl group in the world.
Who, Little Mix?
Yeah!
Serious?
And they just collabed. Oh, yeah, with
Stormzy. Let me stay out of this, because you look... Like, but you know what this is under? This is under the You Can't Knock the Hustle banner. But yeah. I'm sorry, man. Some of the shit that these lot are collaborated on, and I don't get it, man.
Thirsty.
I don't get it.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I just spilled all my Prosecco. Shit, I probably should have said that. The boss is going to kill me.
Yeah. Also, that song by Daisy Maybe was Protect Your Heart, Feet, Craven More, and that's available to download now.
Not to be confused with Party All The Time by Eddie Murphy, which is the song we played just after.
What tune?
Party All The Time. They're quite complimented each other, though, the two songs back to back.
Yeah, Daisy Maybe, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
There's a certain ring to it.
Rolls off the tongue. Yeah, you can get that song now
Eddie
on
Maybe.
iTunes.
Daisy
Murphy.
That sounds normal.
Should we get into some more
Daisy
wisdom?
Murphy. Let's do some more Wisdom Wednesdays.
It is starting to smell in here, isn't it?
For a second.
What? I can't smell.
I can't.
It's not
it can't be me. But
I think
we'd have to step out and step back in again to really
maybe.
Get the whiff.
We'll just step out and stay out.
No.
It's probably one of you lot anyway.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Leslie from Birmingham.
Birmingham!
My boyfriend and I normally have great sex, but every now and then he wants to dress up as Han Solo, and even worse, he wants to dress me up as Chewbacca.
Han Solo is what I call a wank, I don't know about.
Exactly.
I don't mind it too much, but the fursuit makes me really allergic and sneeze loads. How can I tell him that I don't want to be his Wookiee? I wouldn't mind an Ewok, maybe. An Ewok's furry as well.
Yeah, exactly. Ewok's the little thing.
And smaller, so you've got to be a contortionist to get into one of those suits.
Yeah, they are.
People who have sex in Chewbacca costumes normally find this happens. It is a bit of a Wookiee error, to be fair.
Yes. Yes.
That was lovely.
Just ask to be some other character. I'm sure he'd be fine with
it. Ask to be Princess Leia.
Yeah. Han Solo, that's more of the story, like the storyline of Star Wars.
This is the alternative one. This is one with Han Solo is like interested in like bestiality.
Yeah, but furries are a thing, aren't they?
Furries, when they like to have sex with
furry animals.
But not just like normal furry, like cartoon furry animals.
I think so. But that's kind of Chewbacca. What? You know, furries are a kind of movement of people that like to dress up and have sex in furry costumes.
Well, can we just say, what you're saying is just like a sweeping generalisation, Natalie, about furries, and I think that's bang out of order.
Tell me more, Reese.
Some of them don't dress fully as that. Some of them might just have one paw or a tail, some ears. They're normally like cartoon-esque. It kind of is most of the time, and another generalisation anyway, and it's not always necessarily for sex. Some of them just like to
stroke each other,
to be that way. Yeah, they are very intimate, but not necessarily always a sexual thing.
Well, suggest that then. Say, can I just wear Chewbacca's hand and then have sex?
Just grow some facial hair and give him a blowjob as well. Same, yeah, I mean.
Is he sexy, Chewbacca? I don't really know what that
means. No!
Well.
Is he sexy?
I don't know. Like, was he hot? I don't know what.
Have you seen
Chewbacca?
I'm sure. Have you not seen Chewbacca?
You don't know what Chewbacca looks like?
You know what a Yeti looks like, innit?
Bigfoot. Guys. Bigfoot. Are you actually. Wait.
You don't know
what Chewbacca looks like?
No.
She does. She definitely does. Do you know how I know? Because you must have seen Chewbacca Mum.
What's that?
That woman that wore the mask.
Stop laughing.
Yeah. She was like the most viewed person on Facebook.
But the thing is, fuck Chewbacca's mum.
Oh, you know who
Chewbacca is.
I probably have seen pictures of him before.
There he is, right there. You're staring at him.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Oh, yeah, right.
It's not fucking Justin Lee Collins.
No, that's true. So, what's the Wookiee? I'm confused about the Wookiee.
A Wookiee is what he is. I've never watched Star Wars in my life.
I was thinking of an Ewok.
The little
ones.
Yeah, that's why I said you'd have to squeeze into one of their suits.
Right, but Chewbacca's tall.
No, but yeah, you were right to say it, because then she said I wouldn't mind an Ewok.
Oh, right,
but
my bad.
But what's the Wookiee and Chewbacca reference?
Wookiee. It's like we're humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Chewbacca's his name. He's a Wookiee.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
Chewbacca's his name.
Okay, I got it now.
Whoa. Oh, God. Ridiculous.
Into the finer details of Star Wars. I never thought I'd be having this conversation.
I'm not that massively into sci-fi.
You called me a nerd for packing my bag correctly, and then have just gone ahead
and known everything
about Star Wars.
Very superficial information. I think everyone knows that Chewbacca's a Wookiee.
But I've never watched Star Wars in my life, and you knew a lot about...
I knew a lot of superficial information.
Nerd.
Like, mate, really? Like, I don't know anything about Star Wars.
I like my deodorant to be separate to my trainers. If that's such a problem, then I'm sorry.
No, I'm here with Reese for this one.
That's an Ewok, Natalie.
Oh, cool. They're cute. I dress up as one of them.
Fun fact, Warwick Davis was once paid by a man to dress as an Ewok and jump out of a tree and propose to the guy's wife for him before walking off across the field. Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah, he did do it, yeah.
Us. Are you serious?
Yeah. Mark Davis
out of a tree.
Yeah.
That's a mad thing.
Jump out of a tree.
Did she say
that's
yes?
Like some mad like heights.
Yeah, that's a good point actually.
How high was this tree?
How much money did he pay him?
I don't know. You can
must
probably find out online.
Penny.
Very pretty penny.
How much would they have to pay you to jump out of a tree?
Well, the thing is, I've got a bit of a height advantage, really, isn't it?
Not much. If it was just like, can you come and jump out of a tree in like Hampstead Heath or some shit?
£1 million.
£1 million.
£1 million. Why me?
I don't know.
Fuck it, £1 million then.
Yeah, fine. If they're going to ask you that,
exactly.
Money's
why,
no object.
Exactly. Go get someone else to do it then.
If they think they're actually going to get you like, to dress up as Chewbacca
jump
out of a tree.
No, I'm not saying jump wearing a costume. I'm saying just like you just jump out of a tree.
£1 million.
£1 million.
£1 million.
What a bizarre request. What
exactly.
A weird request.
Exactly.
I'd do it for like, no, because obviously because like the wife just loves your music, obviously.
Yeah.
But true. Why in a tree though? That's not that's different.
Because that's the element of surprise.
That's no, I saw.
They're like
that,
huge.
That could cause.
They're huge Michael Payne fans, and they want the element of surprise. You know.
That could cause distress, though. I'm not willing for a woman to punch me in my face or say that I tried to attack her, running off and not knowing what was going to happen. Think about it.
But you'd be dressed as an Ewok.
No, you don't have to.
Which
be.
Which is even worse.
You're weird. Just Michael.
Yeah,
Payne.
To be fair, if an Ewok jumped out of a tree at me, I would.
I'm not
going
to be expecting him to be delivering a message from my fucking fiance. Do you know what I mean?
I'd do it for
tenner.
No, not tenner, but. You know,
grunt. It's high risk, you know. They may not go your way. Someone's going to punch you. You jump out of a tree.
They might have the reflexes of a flat and just literally just stab you in midair.
Yeah.
Well, I'd best say, yeah, probably.
Five bags. That's all it'll take for you to jump out of a tree and propose to someone.
No, I just jump out of a tree and give the man a ring for $5,000.
No, it's the tree bit that we've got a problem with.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're thinking like redwoods. I'm sure it might just be like.
I'm sure they just mean like jump out of a bush or some shit or like a little tree.
We're thinking a big oak tree.
Yeah, if you jump out of a redwood, by the time you land, he's already asked her. They got married. They got kids. Everything. Will you marry him?
Like if like one afternoon they were just like be at Hampstead Heath at 4:45. Do you need it for 5 minutes to just jump out of a tree?
And then
to give me a ring,
and then you have to just nonchalantly walk away through the field.
Do you know how good that is when there's nothing to hide behind? You just got to walk across a park after doing
dressed as an Ewok.
You've got five bags in your pocket.
Can you imagine being on the tube and it's just a
yeah, exactly. Has he sorted a car to meet me at the other end of the park? Because I'm not getting public transport.
He's paying you, so you have to sort that out yourself.
I've got to sort out my own transport now. I've got to get a tour manager.
There's a car to drive you home.
So he has sorted that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're not as a Wookiee or an Ewok, you're just Michael
Payne. Just Michael Payne. £5,000, jump out of a tree, ask my beanie to marry me, and then you can go home about your
car waiting.
Cash in hand.
You don't even ask the question, you just jump out of the tree and hand him the box.
Oh yeah.
But imagine if you did that, how awkward it'd be if you went all the effort of jumping out of a tree and you did that, and then she went no.
Wait, who are you talking about?
If I jumped out of a tree and I asked and I gave him the box and he proposes to his missus. No, wait. He proposes to his missus and she says no.
Yeah.
And these times I'm still within earshot because I ain't even walked that far these times because it don't take that long to ask someone to marry you, innit?
Yeah.
And you're gonna kind of want to do it straight away because that maintains the element of surprise, innit? So I'm going to still be there and I'm going to hear, babe, will you marry me? She'll be like, no.
Wait, bro, you're talking about the element of surprise and proposal, yet an Ewok just jumped out of a tree. I think that proposal ain't going to be too surprising after that.
I'm not an Ewok at this stage. I'm just me.
So why is it not worth it to hear that?
It'd be awkward.
It'd be well awkward.
Yeah, but you've already gone. You're off.
No, you're still within earshot. You can still hear him.
Yeah, so why? So
I'd
what?
Have to turn around and be like, bro, is it still right to get that car?
No, it's blessed. You know where the car is waiting for you.
Yeah, true.
You're just off. You're gone. You know, I was thinking about Jeff and...
Has he paid me in advance?
Yeah, of course he has.
All right, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it then.
How
I would just run as soon as I heard no.
Talking about awkward wedding situations, I don't suppose anyone was able to see my Instagram story yesterday, were they?
Someone was filing... Or someone was telling them partner that she wanted a divorce, right?
Oh, on the train, shouting it across the train. This woman, she was saying, you're a good-for-nothing dosser. Wow. Like people anyone could deserve me, not you. You're a smackhead. You better put the rings and the passports back, and I want to file for divorce as soon as I'm home.
Wow.
On the train.
And what did he say?
Over the phone.
No.
I don't know. She didn't have it on loudspeaker, which was selfish. I think if you're going to talk loudly on a train,
yeah,
put it on loudspeaker. We all need to know. It's a bit rude otherwise.
For that conversation, but that's she's okay. Well, should we move on to someone else to try and help somebody else?
This, yeah.
All right. Sorry. From Redhead Susie.
Ooh. All right, Redhead Suze.
Susie.
I'm working with someone who is rubbish at their job, but thinks they are brilliant. It's really annoying because he messes up a lot. But when he's told, he just says to me, I'm perfect, sweet cheeks.
What?
Their ego is way too big. How can I get through to them without upsetting them?
Is this actually from Abby? I think it's about Jacob.
I think it is. Yeah, it's funny that, because he does say sweet cheeks a lot. It's very much a Jacob
phrase. That's his catchphrase, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Does Abby actually have sweet cheeks, though?
Can we say we had a lovely day out with Jacob on Saturday, didn't we? We went to a festival. Jacob was there.
Yeah, he was.
On the old G&T's, having a little dance.
Jacob Rave was up. Skanking. Yep. I'm telling Where's you, Jacob was skanking.
There he
his
was.
His two-step is mean.
Is I it? Thought I was skanking, and then all of a sudden I just saw Michael Payne across the festival just giggling at me. He's going, bro, you look like you're at MTV Boat Pot.
Showing Harley a photo of the lads of Jacob.
Oh, Jacob smoking a cigarette.
Oh, no, we're not going to say that. Oh, dear. Okay, yeah.
Oh, his mum might be listening.
No, he's snitching on the poor boy.
Don't snitch on him.
Oh, sorry. No, Jacob wasn't... Have, like,
don't try and no. You feel bad, so you're going to try and get out of it. Just feel bad. You snitched on Jacob.
Apologise.
Just apologise and keep it moving, blood.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's not an apology.
It's cool, blood, isn't it?
Oh dear. It was lovely. Anyway.
It was an amazing. Thank you to Priya Jammer and all the staff, actually.
And everyone at Strawberries and Cream for having us. Definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely, man. Mm. And shout out to Hannah Flint as well.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll shout her out too. Yeah. I'll hold tight, Hannah. Yeah,
hold tight, Hannah.
Back to Susie, redhead Susie.
Well, I'm Susie.
What are you going to say to her about her colleague? It's terrible.
Joe, he's obviously a sexist, anyway.
What, sweet cheeks? Could apply to men as well as women. You could say that.
Yeah, but it's not where it comes from.
Does that mean bum cheeks?
I assumed so.
Sweet cheeks.
Wait a minute. I'm working with someone who is rubbish at their job and thinks they are brilliant. It's really annoying that he messes up a lot, but when he's told, he just says to me, I'm perfect, sweet cheeks. Their ego is way too big. How can I get through to them with that? Is it David Moyes, maybe?
I don't know. Richard Keys. Andy Gray.
But, sweet cheeks. Well, okay.
It's just very patronising, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, cheers, sweet cheeks.
Especially
perfect,
if your cheeks are more savoury than
I thought it was more like Bugsy Malone, old gangster, like, oh, sweet cheeks.
That'd be more like doll faced, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at least that's kind of some sort of compliment. No one wants to know that if you lick their cheeks, they'll taste sweet.
Does it mean cheeks or
bum
cheeks?
I think it means bum cheeks. And plus, that means that someone's been studying your bum long enough to know what the flavour's like.
Yeah.
True.
Wow. Yeah, they've licked your mum undetected.
Well, then don't worry about upsetting them, because clearly if their ego's big, it's going to take a lot to upset them. So go in a bit harder.
You need to get an extra lock on your door, because he might have tasted your bum.
Or just do a Harley and snitch on him.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
I don't want to read the next one, by the way.
Is it that bad?
That? No,
it's just a bit harsh, isn't it?
Oh, Dom G.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh. Let's not read that one.
Right, let's play a rhythm then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Then play a game.
This is Bombastic. Tell him drop it low, make him backflip. I make my money stretch like elastic. We got the vibes, so turn off the lights. Sister, I don't want your mister. Even though we hit me on the Insta. Now he's in my ear tryna whisper. We got the vibes, so turn off the lights. No matter what them all wanna say, I'ma have to show them the way. Nah, nah, nah. I know they wanna come to my place. I'm gonna blow them away. I'm about to blow. I'm about to blow. Your man likes me, you wanna double tap. Drinks keep flowing like a running tap. We got the vibes, so turn off the lights. Bounce, I make them bounce, trampoline. I will take them out like a battery. Yeah, hold it down, no gravity. We got the vibes, so turn off the lights. No matter what them all wanna say, I'ma have to show them the way.
I'm about to blow. I'm about to blow. Show them the way. No. I know the one that comes in my place. I'm gonna blow them away. I'm about to blow. I'm about to blow. No. No matter what them all wanna say. I'm gonna blow. Time bomb.
That's Time Bomb featuring Lady Leisha by Banks and Ranks.
Yes. Shall we do a game number two?
Yeah, ma'am.
Do you know Why it's not? The 21st of June today, which means it's summer solstice, so it's the longest day of the year. So welcome to summer, okay? Happy summer.
Oh, that's sad, though, because then now it's just downhill from here.
Yeah.
Oh, don't look at it like that. It means we've just started.
Yeah, you get uphill for a month and then downhill from there.
So we're celebrating the first official...
It's the longest day of the year today.
It is, yeah, today it is.
So then tomorrow will be shorter.
Oh.
Only slightly.
But not like a minute, by a minute a day. It's not like...
This prick.
I only think it's going to get dark at four tomorrow.
For like a month.
Yeah, but like summer goes uphill for like a month.
Exactly. Anyway, so we're celebrating it with everything hot. So because it's hot, I've found 7 clips of things being fried. All you have to do is tell me what's being fried. Simple, okay?
It's not planting. I'm not interested.
It's not on there, okay?
What?
Sorry.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Sorry.
No. You can't make a game about frying stuff and not put planting
on
there.
All right, fine. Put it down. I'll give you a point whenever you... I'll sort it out. You want you to play the game. Okay, so let's have a game on.
All the things we love, like our chicken fried.
Yeah, okay. All the things we love, like our chicken fried, okay?
I need paper.
Oh, here you go.
Nice.
Okay, so these things are being fried. It is obviously food in this one, so just to let you know. But here is clip number one. What is being fried, please?
Planting.
Planting every
answer. No,
for everyone I don't know, because you said you're giving some point.
No, you can't have planting for every single one, okay? But here's number two. Okay, so it's obvious what's being fried there, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Here's number three. Mm-hmm. Everyone got something? Yeah. Number four. Okay. Number five. Is everyone just writing down plantain for every answer?
I'm not, no.
No,
okay,
no.
good. So everyone's being serious. Okay, here's number five.
It sounds like someone's taking a piss.
Does it?
Can I hear it again?
Okay, number six. Number seven.
No, can I hear that again, please?
Could you play the one before that again? Actually, you're going to go back again.
I will go back and recap. But here's number seven.
Plantain. That's definitely plantain.
Two of them are so hard that if you say plantain for them, I'll give you a point because you will never get what's on this bit of paper.
Right.
Okay?
Go for that last one again, sorry.
Okay.
That's a big team. Whatever's been fried, there's a lot of it.
Mm. Does anyone need me to go over any?
No, I've got them all.
Yeah?
Harley?
I've written down the same answer for a few, so we'll see how it goes.
Michael?
I'd have one again, please.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yummy.
Uh-huh.
So let's go for some points. What's clip number one? What's being fried?
I don't know.
Plantain.
I can't give it for this. I'm giving you. There are two.
Only
answers.
I get one for planting.
That's there's not two fair. Answers.
It was my idea.
There's two questions.
There's two answers that are so hard that if you say plantain, I will give you a point. Right. No, this is easy.
Right,
so.
Bacon.
Okay, no. Reese.
Dapple.
Plantain, you can't have that. And Michael?
Dapple chips.
No, oh, no, it was sausage. It was sausage.
Oh. So plantain, no, that's the point.
No, not for that one. Not for that
no,
one.
No, I've fucking ticked it. No,
no you late. Haven't. I've got the points here. Number two. What was number two, please?
White bait.
Oh, amazing. Nice, actually. It's not on here, but I like that. Harley?
Eggs.
No, Michael.
Chicken.
No, it was French fries. It was chips. Chips.
Damn it.
So I know I've got them two.
No point.
That means I've definitely got chicken wrong, which makes me feel a little less black.
Number three. What's number three?
Onion rings.
I got onions.
Harley.
Mixed veg.
I'm afraid it was bacon. Sorry.
Mixed
sorry.
Veg. Fried mixed veg.
You know when you're making like a stir fry.
Yeah, but you don't. Oh, I see what you mean. That is kind of frying. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's deep fried mixed veg.
Broccoli and peas and shit.
Number four.
I put Mars bar.
Okay, Harley.
Egg.
I got eggs as well.
Yeah, points there. Points there for Harley and Michael.
Could you play five again, please? Because I was gonna keep asking you to replay right. some, but you just like okay. just loud it after five. One. Okay.
What's number five?
That one's got to be onions.
Pancake.
Plantain.
I did say on this one, so Reese gets the point
out.
Actually, because this one was dumb. It was halloumi cheese. So unfortunately, yes. Reese was the only one that said plantain on that one, so he gets
That's
the point.
Fucked up.
Number six, please. There's a bonus point here if you guess what it was fried in.
Calamari.
Yeah?
In ground nut oil.
Nice.
Could you play it again, please?
Yeah.
Ooh, is that rice in a wok?
Okay. Harley, what have you got?
Plantain.
Afraid it wasn't. This one was easier. It was onions. Bonus point was in olive oil. So you had that there, but you lost out.
So calamari is also like in. You get like calamari rings, like onion rings. So I technically
no,
get a point
fish,
don't I?
It's fish.
Yeah, but they still look the same until you bite into it. So
no,
that's
number point. Seven. Remember, there were two on here that you could get a bonus point if you said it was a point if you said a magic word because they were too hard. What's number seven?
Plantain.
Plantain.
Of course, you all get points because really,
yes.
apparently,
yes.
it's something called potato nuggets, and I don't think you'd ever have got that,
nah,
would you?
Ever.
So that means everyone's a winner here.
Because I got three. Because I got how plantain you? Three times.
No,
as an
no,
answer,
no, no,
and
no.
you said we'd get a point.
No,
for putting
I said if it's too hard, you no, you,
that.
No, no,
that's
no,
not
no.
plantain. That one.
And also, you wrote plantain over the top of the word.
And
you
crossed out that when you wrote.
I think I've seen potato nuggets before.
I don't know what they are.
Have you ever
hash browns?
Not yeah. No. So, have you ever seen
croquettes?
Croquettes.
Yeah, isn't that a potato nugget?
Yeah,
what's
gnocchi?
Gnocchi is like dough, isn't it?
Pasta.
Oh yeah, that's it.
I thought
you
it was
don't
potato.
Fry that one. It is potato.
Don't you fry it? Don't you kind of
boil it?
Oh, do you boil it? Mm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've only had gnocchi
probably
once.
Probably why I don't like it then.
Gnocchi's brilliant.
I know I don't like potato though, do I?
Oh, but gnocchi is tasty.
Pasta.
Gnocchi.
Okay.
Gnocchi's potato.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was pasta.
But it's like pasta, but it's potato.
It's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking
okay.
the science.
I remember the only time I've eaten gnocchi, I started eating, I was like, this is so good. Like, I ate so much that by the end of it, I felt so
yeah,
sick.
That's
I was
like me,
I'm
bro.
Never going to eat gnocchi again.
Mate, honestly, I've had gnocchi once in my whole life, and I definitely, definitely gorged on it to the point where I was like, I liked that bit too much.
Yeah.
It's so it's so doughy, it's like, kind of. It's just it's so piff.
Okay, should we get into a little tune and then come back for the last part of the show? We'll be right back.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on Fubar Radio. This is Time Will Tell by Ice. Ooh, I
cool,
can't believe
cool song that.
Hey, nice. I think the most sort of appropriate song to be playing at a time like this, the most suitable song.
Yeah.
It is still boiling hot, and it is 10. It's 9 minutes to six. The hot weather shows no signs of abating.
But people need your help.
They do.
Help the people out.
Under pressure as well, man.
Mm.
All right. Well, a couple more quick queries before we bid you farewell.
Mm.
And our first show that's been outside on an outside broadcast, we had a lovely time out of the studio, haven't we?
When Tizzy Gang came in, I kind of let the cat out of the bag that we are actually still in the studio, but the window's
open. Okay, good point, good point.
Sorry,
good point.
Harley.
It's okay.
Oh, I snitched.
Both of you are fucking terrible. Snitches,
yeah.
But I snitched on myself, though. That's the point.
Yeah.
But I backed you at the beginning. Oh, now I need to get through these.
No, you look like right. You look loyal. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Greta in Stanmore.
Well, I'm Greta.
Hello, guys. I've been with my boyfriend a few years and would like to spice things up in the sex department a bit. We both love food. Do you think we should have sex in a Holiday Inn?
Hmm?
No, man, your house is big enough. You've got a sex department.
Wait, we both like food?
If I had a sex department in my house, you think I'm going to Holiday Inn? Fucking hell. Greta. From Stanmore.
A sex department?
Yeah. A department, you know. Not even in the sex room. They've got a department. That's various rooms devoted to sex, bro.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, let's go through this again. She wants to spice things up in the sex department. The sex department.
But she says we both love food.
Curry. If you, yeah, want, curry. If you like food and you want spice.
Absolutely.
That's too hot. But then what's the connection between
slather curry all over
sentence?
Each other?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to not only me what neither. I was saying, but what she was even saying.
I chose to ignore the Holiday Inn part.
No, but why not? Hotel sex.
I had sex in a cheap hotel one time.
It's fine, you know.
It's fine, but it's nothing exciting or special.
I mean, didn't Pitbull write a song about that?
A
Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
Oh, no, that was Sugar Hill Gang. They said it first, like a few years before Pitbull, I could probably guarantee
and then, like,
it.
That's where like Chingy said it as well. Not Chingy.
Even before them. Even before Pitbull, like Pitbull or a gang.
And if anything, do you know what? I'd say go Premier Inn because I trust whatever Lenny Henry says.
True, me too.
Travel Lodge is all right. I think Holiday Inn's fine. Help Travel Lodge.
I don't trust Travel Lodge.
Oh, why?
Because they used one L. There's an L at the end of Travel and there's one at the beginning of Lodge. Don't try and fox, man. Okay. I know you ain't got enough money because you can't afford a long enough sign.
Right, so back to Holiday Inn.
Back
that's
to Holiday
right.
Inn.
I think that's all right. It's a Holiday Inn. It's like
that's
going
it. It's
on
for
holiday.
Your holidays, yeah.
You have a nice time there. Have some curry. Have some sex department.
But,
it's all good.
But I think, as Reece said, go Premier Inn because, you know, that's it's an upgrade from Holiday Inn.
Okay.
And you're not on holiday.
But she hasn't got the budget. Just go Holiday. Try
she
it
She clearly has the budget for Premier Inn. She has a sex department in her house.
Okay. Well,
and her name's Greta. I don't know a poor Greta.
Mm. Or what about an Ibis? They always
ooh.
Look.
Ooh.
Is that
they're all right, aren't they?
Nah, they're not.
Ibis isn't that bad.
I call it the Ibis.
The Ibis.
Into the Ibis.
Yeah.
Is that what they're pronounced? I used to call it Ibis.
Yeah, they
Ibis.
Are,
oh, yeah, it's Ibis.
It's Ibis.
It's Ibis, yeah. Isn't
it? The Ibis because it's just so bad.
Okay, so just go and have sex wherever you like.
That's it.
Just go and have sex in a park.
B&B. Little B&B. That's
quite hot. You should go on a hike to like a nice little mountain, you know, get to the top of the mountain, get to the peak, and then bang.
Yeah, true.
Okay, let's move on to have a couple of other...
Sometimes, from Lara, sometimes I call my boyfriend daddy. He loves
Nope. Next one.
I've
already said none of this fucking incestual fuckery. You can't use that word in the bedroom.
Some
you can't do
like
it. It's
that,
disgusting.
You know? I know it is, but some people genuinely do
like
that.
Should I have done something with him for Father's Day?
Oh, no, Lara.
Next.
No.
What, Lara?
Fuck off, Lara. Don't ever email us again.
No, don't say that.
No, it's too
you
late
can listen
now.
To the show by all means, but please, just don't ever email us again.
Why would you do that? Call me daddy or call me mummy? It's
fuck out
weird,
of here
isn't
that.
It?
And why would you write to strangers and ask it?
Like we all have the same weird mindset that you do.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hello, my name is Claudia. I smell like right shit today. Going on a date, but don't have time to shower. Do I go to Pizza Hut or Subway?
Neither.
What? Do you
neither.
Mean?
Swing what? By your boots, yeah? Yeah. Open the baby wipes. Have a quick baby wipe.
Spray.
Better spray. Get out. You don't even have to pay.
It's true. No. Swing by here. We'll give you some if you're bright. If you're
what
down.
Is it with these like disconnected questions?
I smell like
queries.
Right
well, it
shit.
Depends which one. Do you know what, actually? There's a place. Have you ever been to Mar Hubbard's?
No.
So there's a restaurant called Mar Hubbard's. And every time I go in there, somebody stinks of BO. Like, stinks of BO.
Don't
so
go
you,
in there, then.
Well, I don't now, but okay. She could blame the smell on someone else.
Yeah,
no.
You'll just blend in.
You can't go and turn up for a date when maybe they'll be kissing or doing stuff and smell like, as she says, right shit. He's going to know that it's her. You can't...
It might be a first date.
Oh.
Right, and to be fair, if you smell like shit, man, then there's deeper problems than just BO. Because BO just smells like sweat.
No, but I don't think
she means shit. Oh, you are. Yeah, but no, you can't
got,
say you smell
it.
Like shit if you don't actually smell
right,
like shit. Because
right,
otherwise,
right.
People will just assume
no,
you smell
maybe,
like shit.
Exactly. Yeah, but maybe sometimes you go, oh, I feel like shit. But you don't actually feel like shit.
No, that's different,
that's,
nah.
Yeah.
That's different,
yeah,
that's no. It's different. Yeah. You can't. If you say, I feel like shit, then that's perfectly like plausible. If you say, I smell like shit, there is that's got to be unequivocal, man. Like, I don't want to. No, I don't want to smell shit, so I'm going to keep away from you.
No.
It's like also saying, like, you know, I feel like wank, but if you said I smell like wank...
Yeah. I think you can't go on the date. I'm not going to be funny. I don't think she can go with
put that day off, man.
Definitely cancel
off.
That date.
Seriously.
And it rain check. Or just delay it. Can you say, yeah. I'm going to be an hour
shit
late.
Shit check. Fuck rain check. It's fucking beautiful out today. Do shit check.
Sun check. Go. You're right, swing by a boots or super drug, spritz up, and then...
No, go home and bathe, man. Don't even yeah. Shower.
And
then
wash
you
your
smell
skin.
Of shit.
Wash your skin, yeah. Man. People need to stop... This is just a quick one. Just... on the side. If you're getting on fucking public transport, yeah, you know you smell in it. You know if you've not got deodorant on or not. Wash your fucking skin, man. Because I've got to stand next to you, especially on the bus, if someone busts a window open and I have to smell the wind blowing your pits in my face. I'm not having it.
Okay. On that note, that's
Thank you, Reese.
That's a what a fine way to end the show.
Absolutely. Well said, Reese. We'll be back next week from 4 till 6. Mm-hmm.
Will we?
We love you.
Thanks, Harley.
We love you dearly.
Love you.
Bye.
Me before I mash up the place. Bear smoke, sorry if I ash up the place. All we do is ball, ball, ball. She rejected me when she could've had it all. Pass me the money, that's all. For everyone, friend, 100 wanna see me fall. But I'm standing up tall, keep a sign on the waistline. Remember what happened last time?
Came in late, blame it on the black people's time.
Sorry, sorry.
I turned 4 to 8, cause I'm doubling like Ireland. And why these give me hate? You'll be me soon, keep grinding. They said they go to the 8. Little mother, mother, keep lying. Hey, I just give them a hide and go. Cause them weren't with me through the highs and lows. She weren't with me when I was broke. Base station, pass me the sky.
Give me that.
She don't with me them times, yeah. Call me when your friends ain't there. See me in my specs, looking like a professional. Woulda never know I was a criminal. Would you eat it all? I need a greedy girl. You ain't bad at all, look it's easy girl. Show me what them sweet lips do, and do it like you mean it too.
And does your bring life? If you get down, then you better give her life right now.
Life right now.
And is your real tight? I can't wait till the day that I find out.
I know.
They turn fake and they lost me. Friends turn to foes, why ain't nobody want me though? And I don't trust nobody. Me on my own, I'm a one-man army, yeah. What does Wallahi mean to me? The other day I saw Aki with his Jesus piece. You said Netflix and chill, now you're teasing me. You made me miss the whole power season.
She got an attitude problem. Claim you're bad, baby, come on then. If I let you call me by my government, are you gonna get a kiss like you land? I'ma have you up late. Do you like chocolate?
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.